Yeah, that's the thing. Spotify and all these streaming services make it that I could just stream every song on the album, and these streams count towards charts now. And back in the day, that's not how it worked. So for Michael to get onto the chart, that meant every person, every song had to be requested for radio spins, and every song had to be, you know, played. So like, it had to count towards like a single spin, which they didn't really do back then. Like, you had Thriller, you had Billie Jean, you had Beat It, you had like specific tracks that were the singles. But Michael was so prolific that his whole album, every piece on the album, people wanted to listen to like a single.
Yeah.
And even though back then it was supposed to be part of an album. And with Drake comes from the era where every song is a single. That's the way music works now.
No, I hear that.
It's not, an album isn't necessarily a cohesive story like it used to be.
Oh, man, beautiful thing, man. Doc, let the people know one more time where you will be speaking in a few days, and if they want to partake in it.
Yeah, so if anything, if you guys don't feel comfortable coming in person, but by all means, I would recommend coming in person because it's going to be fun. You can come to the Rialto Theater. I'm just trying to see the address here, which I thought I would have right in front of me.
Everybody has a small phone. They can find the Rialto.
Yeah.
Get them the date.
Okay, so the Rialto Theater, it's going to be Saturday, September 25th at 12:30 p.m. You can come to the theater, or you can just go to popmontreal.com and look for Podcasting the Pandemic. It's also going to be live streamed. So you guys can watch it in person or watch it online, whatever you feel most comfortable. Hell, watch it on your phone while you're walking to the venue, for all I care. I look forward to seeing you guys there. That's all that matters.
Listen, Doc, it's always a pleasure having you on the show. Montreal, my city, you can catch Doc every Wednesday, Geektastic Cypher. It's a nominated podcast, too. Shout out to Cult Montreal, Free Agents Media till we die, baby. Doc, I see you, baby.
Much appreciated, man.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
We back. What's up, ladies? Swish your house.
You already know what we doing this morning. Montreal, my city.
What's
it is 8:02 in the morning. This the best morning show. We gotta do more certified lover boy. TSU in the building.
East side, west side.
Hey.
What's up in Bay City?
It's the pretty boys versus the
What's
petty
up,
boys.
Ladies,
coming up next,
Louisiana.
We got Team Susie in the building. I want to run with everybody. It's the morning diesel.
Austin, San Antonio, Marshall, Prairieview. It's going down. Warren County, Texas City. H-Town, baby. TSU ladies.
She moved out of state, then went left. She's seeking forgiveness. She used to dance, but she wanna leave.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I watch her climb to the top of the pole and then get sliding down. I make it rain in this. I make it snow in this. She trying to get out of the mix. Shawty is going to G. Shawty is going to G. Me, I'm supporting it. This is a story, came from my life, and I'm just recording it. I'ma just give it to you direct instead of me throwing it. You know you're important, you know I'm supporting it. We used to do when you would come over, but now you got Mars. I got like four on the wrist and an adorable kid. I got a Drake in the studio, and I don't just mean that I'm in this. Please make the most of it. Don't just come close to some. I give you this bread, you run me some. And then you go blow up a beat. She moved out of state, then went left. She's seeking forgiveness. She used to dance, but she went alone and start up a business. Her daddy is not around, her mama is not around. I watch her climb on the top of the pole and niggas. I make it rain in this. I make it snow in this. She trying to get out of the mix. Shawty is going to G. Shawty is going to G. Me, I'm supporting it. This is a story, came from my life, and I'm just recording it. But daddy's not around, mama's definitely not around. She got a business plan, but she just ain't had time to write it down. Stay with her sister now, she got a man, but he out of town. Soon as he out of town, they hop in his whip and they ride around. I watch her climb to the top of the pole and then get to sliding. Thought about trapping a player before, but that just ain't right. Look in the mirror if you wanna look at
325, you feeling too good to worry tonight. She moved out of state, then went left, she's seeking forgiveness. She used to dance, but she went alone and start up a business. Her daddy is not around, her mama is not around. I watch her climb to the top of the pole and niggas. I make it rain in this, I make it snow in this. She trying to get out of the mix. Shawty is going to G, Shawty is going to G. Me, I'm supporting it. This is a story, came from my life, and I'm just. Hey, black boxes with the bone rolls. Zara Hills bound to give you Zara toes. Back the thing up, it's a wild load, Shawty. I don't even know where the time goes, Shawty. Know you got some brand new life goals. Baby blue with you and not a baby, I know, Shawty. I know. Yeah. So why you gotta be so hard-headed? Why you wanna ask, girl, you know what I did? Acting like you don't already know what that is. Baby, just relax, I'm on your side. I will not discuss it with nobody. Neither of our past about to go away. You made me forget about it anyway. I know, black boxes with the bone roll. Little side hustle with the fashion old. Know we both came from a broken home, Shawty. Mom and daddy didn't really get along, Shawty. Heard you got some brand new life goals. Baby blue, but you are not a baby. I know, Shawty. I know.
Hold on, Maddie. Hold on, Maddie. What are you? Oh, my bad. I had the monitor still going. Listen, we're getting used to things, man. We're going to come to you live from DG Kicks, the leader in urban clothing, footwear. You even got electronics like the Apple Store mixed with everything else. It's the madness. So I guess this is some soca thing. So you already know who's in the building. For years now, I've been on the outskirts of this lady. Susie Q's in the building. I've been trying to run with Team Susie for a long time. So I got a beef with you this morning, my queen. I need to join Team Susie. On October 3rd, there's another CIBC Run for the Cure. It'll be at René Lévesque Park. For those that don't know, it's really important. Nearly 1 in 2 Canadians, 45% men, 43% women, is expected to develop cancer during their lifetime. That is crazy. About 1 out of 4 Canadians, 26% men, 23% women, is expected to die from cancer. I had to bring in the lady with the super team. Every year, your team seems to be getting bigger. How many members are in Team Susie? DJ Maddie even played some soca rhythms for you. How many people is in Team Susie? Susie Q's in the building with us. Welcome to the Morning Detour.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you sound great.
Thank you. Right now, last year, we amassed to 153 people. And we started at 9.
Congratulations.
9 years ago. Thank you.
Well, me and Lena, we're kind of tight with you because, you know, this is our first invite.
Whoa.
I'd be lumping in Lena with me a little bit. We kind of tight a little bit because for a long time, like, yo, this is a beautiful thing that's going on. Every year, you have people coming out. You know, they're all wearing the matching merch. I'm mad I don't have the mask with the breast cancer logo. Okay. We're going to get to the care package bag in a little bit. But for years you've been doing this. How long have you been doing the Team Susie run?
This year would be my 9th year.
Oh, man. So my first question to you, because I was like, okay, what inspired you to like really jump on this thing with CIBC and run for the cure and run for cancer? What got you started here?
Okay, what got me started is my mother passed away from breast cancer. And then I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Oh, man, sorry to hear that.
That's okay. And when I did the first walk, I took 9 of my friends and we walked for my mom. Mm-hmm. But some of them didn't even know that I was battling at the same time. So I was doing treatment while I did the first run.
Oh, you a soldier.
Yeah, so we did that. And then we're like, you know what, let's do it again next year. And then next year we had 18 people. And then the year after that, we had 20-something people. And then the year after that, it just kept growing and growing and growing. And the best thing about it is the amount of people that are affected by breast cancer that you know. Mm. And you don't know what people are going through unless you talk to them.
Exactly.
So just to see that and be in that environment, it's uplifting.
9 years. You know, some people can't even do something once. Yeah. You've done it. I'm just being honest. You've done it 9 times. Mm. Team Susie Q be wearing white hoodies with a baby pink for the CIBC Run for the Cure. I look great in pink right before Cameron did it. My first high school dance, Dominica Testes, I wore a pink button up way before the movements. So I look great in pink. I'm excited about it. I want people to understand some of the hashtags too. The white represents purity, innocence, cleanliness, freshness. And that's very important. Cleanliness and freshness. Me, Lorena, big advocates about that. Simplicity. I'm trying to get better at that too, yeah. Team Susie. I'm trying to get better with the simplicity. Together, we will continue to make a difference. Fight like a girl. I'll put the link up there on the Morning Detour on the Facebook if you want to donate, if you want to join Susie Q. Me, Lorena, I don't know, Lorena, if you're joining the run, but I'll be joining the run this year, October 3rd, run in Levesque Park. So, Team Susie Q. Okay, so how does someone join now? Like, okay, what's the general vision? So, walk me through this. When you first started, I know you started with a few people, but once you start seeing you had kind of a, you know, you had kind of a following. I view Team Susie like a cult. It's a cult of healthy people.
Well, that's because a lot of people have a negative thing.
I've been watching a lot of Criminal Minds at work.
Use family instead of
yeah. Your family. I'll say family. Team Susie Q is a beautiful family. It's a growing family. Once you start seeing you had traction with this run here, how did you know, okay, listen, what were your thoughts then? Like, okay, I'm going to make this big. Because now you went from just doing the run with a few people to now, you know, there's hundreds of people that have these sweaters, these merch. Well, when did you realize, okay, this is a thing?
I never foresaw it as just being so big. I just wanted to keep walking every year for my mom, for myself, for my friends. Yeah. So every year it wasn't like, oh, let's get more people and let's make this a big thing. It was like, who wants to do the walk? But then when it got to 80-something people, I was like, whoa, this is amazing. And still, I'm still humbled by it. I am still on that same thing where whoever wants to walk, please come and walk with us. Walk for your friends, your family, your loved ones, because we've had a rough year, especially this year. So,
no, it's been a rough one.
I had a question, too, because in the beginning you said, like, you did the walk the first time and you weren't telling anybody the struggles that you were going with. So do you find that this made more people open to, like, say, like, okay, I've had some dealings with breast cancer or, you know, they're more open to talk about it?
Yes. I find that now that people know the story,
okay,
I find more people are open to maybe come to me and say, listen, I know you went through cancer. I have some questions, and now I'm more open. Because at first, I'm a very private person, so I didn't want... it's almost like you don't... It's almost like you're ashamed, but you're not. And you don't want people to know that you're sick or whatever's going on with you.
Mm-hmm.
So now that it's out in the open, I feel good because I feel like I'm helping people.
Yeah. You feel liberated, you
know,
a little
and I'm bringing
too, right?
people, more people together and letting you know that you're not alone. You know, there's a lot of us out there, so...
Definitely, yeah.
If you could just speak about the resilience that's needed to fight cancer. Like, what do you need? Oh, like, to go through the treatments, the mentally... A lot of people just see these stories where people had cancer and then they overcome it. But nobody... Give me the journey in between. Because it must be hard going through chemo, the way it affects your body. Mentally, knowing that, like, you have this disease that can probably kill you and take you away. The numbers say that, you know, hundreds of thousands of Canadians die every year.
I'd have to say prayer. Mm-hmm. Number one.
God is good.
God is good all the time. And listen to what your doctors say.
Yeah.
Drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
I did that. I was blessed because chemo didn't affect me as most people did.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's because I used to pop the pills that they told me to pop before you'd get sick. But I was popping two, and I was only supposed to be popping one. And I only realized that, like, 2 weeks.
Black people always want, okay, black people, when they finally take advice from the doctor, when they finally go to the doctor, they always want to remix the formula. Like, he said, take one, I'm going to take two just for good measure, and I'm going to take some bush tea as well.
So I remixed a lot, and I had a good bunch of people around me.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my aunt who made sure I ate healthy. I had my friends who prayed for me. I had friends just come over to rub my bald head. I think it's the most of, like, when you have to shave your head and you're stripped down. So you're stripped down to, I don't want to use the word nothing, but you're stripped down. You're completely, completely.
Yeah, you're bare. You're
bare.
Yeah.
And you just got to fight, and it's the will to live.
It's that feeling, too, like, that was kind of, like, etching her just to talk about, like, when you feel totally bare, when you feel like you have nothing, like, how uncomfortable is that?
It's extremely uncomfortable, because my first thought when I said, I'm a two-time cancer survivor.
What?
Yeah, wow. So...
Oh, okay, you're a superhero. Yeah. Okay, Team Susie Q, okay, I get it, we strong.
Yeah, so I lost my train of thoughts.
No, you're saying that you're a second-time survivor.
I'm a two-time survivor, so I had to learn twice, but the first time I didn't do treatment, the second time I did. But I find when the doctor told me you have cancer, my immediate thought was I'm going to die. That was my first thought because I've lost my mother to cancer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're already giving up kind of a sense until you're like, no, I'm not going to die. Mm-hmm. I'm going to beat this, especially the second time. I'm like, well, I'm definitely going to beat this. I want to beat it.
Yeah.
And you just got to do the right thing. Keep healthy. You know, eat the right food. Sour sap.
Shout out to my West Indians. a lot of West Indians listening this morning. Montreal, my safe. And now join us. We have the beautiful, the amazing Susie Q in the building. On October 3rd, Rennes-Lévesque Park, CIBC Run for the Cure is going down. Please join Team Susie Q. This is the team to join. I guess there's other teams that run in the CIBC, but you must be the most popular team.
We're the biggest. Well, not I don't know about the biggest, but what we've had to do now is we've had to move where we were because we used to do it at the Olympic Stadium with everybody. But now CIBC is actually doing it virtual.
Yeah.
But I still want the group commodity. Yeah, we want to see each other together.
I have another question.
Okay.
because it's grown so much over the years, you know, and even people who don't know you, they know you for the walk that you do every year. So because, you know, you're attached with CIBC and all those things, but do you see maybe in the future that you branching out on your own and maybe making it like a weekend or like a full day of events or something like that?
Absolutely. Okay. Because I now want to take Team Susie Q and give back to ourselves.
Okay.
So there's certain people that I know that passed on, maybe don't have money. Mm-hmm. Some people need to go on a trip who they've watched their mother or father pass away. People need help. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And by us donating to CIBC, not taking anything away from CIBC, but our people are not getting what's deserved. There's people who need, like, maybe let's say a wheelchair or... You know, people just need help. So I would like to take that and use Team Susie Q, that the money that we raise goes back into the community.
Oh, man, that's a beautiful thing, man.
I love that. I know what's going to happen for you because it's
Yeah, you
growing.
Hella popular.
Yeah, you not like only you're popular, but like the intention of it is just beautiful behind it and you helping people. I know it's going to happen, so I can't wait.
And if that's,
I appreciate you.
And if that's not enough, you also have a pressing company, you know me. You got, you know, pick up yourself a little bit, talk about the company a little bit, then we got a cool question for you.
Well, I am a garment printer as well at the Vault Studio, so I do screen printing, embroideries, cups, hats, mugs, whatever to do with printing, really. I started, funny enough, I was living in England. Mm. Well, I was living in St. Vincent first, and I bought a t-shirt off my friend, and I was like, I can do this. So I did my research and decided I'm going to do it myself, and then we opened up a CD shop. This is in England, and when I came back home, I got sick. So I was home for maybe 4 months before I got sick. And then I'm sitting at home and I'm like, well, what am I going to do? I can't go outside because I'm doing treatment for a year and a half. Yeah. What am I going to do? So I said, you know, buy a machine. Mm. So that's what I did. I bought a machine and then I started doing it at home.
You see how self-enterprising Susie Q is? You know, you're so proactive. A lot of people aren't like that. You know, and sometimes we're like, it's hard for us to look at ourselves sometimes and appreciate the things that we can do. Not a lot of people are like that. I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to take these lemons, make some lemonade, throw a little sugar there.
But that's why her brand is going to grow, because she takes that initiative and she makes it happen.
Yeah, it's very organic, very real, and it's honest, and you're doing a great thing.
And I like to see people's stuff come to life. You should look in your bag.
So, okay, let me look in my bag. Yo, oh, shit, okay, that's what's up. We got the Morning Detour press. You see, this is great marketing. She gave me a sample so I can see the... See, okay, more Detour merch coming. You know we have our one... what's our third year?
Third year.
30th anniversary coming up. We might have to holler at you. We got the designs. Okay. Okay, got the hoodie with the pink. Oh, we looking good. Team Susie Q. So am I finally officially a part of Team Susie Q? Do I got to donate? You know, let me know what I need
You've been a part of the family. You're in the community,
we got the mug. See, now we're moving up like the Breakfast Club. You know, we're starting to get stuff. We're going to put stuff in the back here. DG kicks on the wall. We start to get bottles and stuff. Okay. Oh, yeah. Fuck cancer shit. Oh, listen. Well, you know, so I apologize. I swore this morning, people. The shot glasses.
Again, Louise, that wasn't me.
I was trying to get Wheezy out of here. Oh, this is sexy. Oh, the white one. Okay, I'm about to double up. Okay, you're going to have to price me out there. Before we let you go, I want to ask you a dope question. We typically ask our guests the Mars question, but I think you're going to Mars because we're gonna have Soca on Mars. So I think we're pretty. Yeah, I know you're a big Soca fan. That's why I always saw you at the Soca parties. I mean, shout out to J.E. Buns and them. They're saying that Drake in 2021 is just as big or bigger than Michael Jackson at his peak. So I want to ask you, you've had the chance to really submerge yourself in both things. Me and Lorena, we're like 2 years old when Mike was really out there with the shiny glove and hole grabbing himself. Nobody was doing that like Mike. Mm-hmm. Do you agree or disagree? You look like a Drake lover. Are you a certified lover fan?
Well, I do love Drake. I do love Drake. But I will say this. When people start fainting at Drake's concerts.
Hold on. Let me ask Simon. That's why you're bringing seasoned people onto the show. You mean people that have lived a little, understand things. I totally forgot about the fainting.
Yeah, you go to Michael Jackson's concert, we're fainting, crying, falling down.
Throwing panties? Well, they throw panties at Drake stuff too.
They were being taken out by ambulance. I mean, big up to Drake, but he's not in the same category as Michael Jackson yet.
As Nam in the same thing. Okay, so that's where you go with it. Who are you currently listening to? You know, we are a hip hop morning show. Who are you, a Pop Smoke fan?
I'm more of a R&B girl, actually. So,
yes.
I'm very much R&B and dancehall.
No, you're not dancehall. You're strictly soca. You know what I mean? I'm tired of you soca people trying to play next to me. Y'all play both sides of the fence.
No, I'm an R&B girl. I'm old school. Luther Vandross, Anita Baker. Take it back.
No, that's Lorena's bag right there. Lorena's the big R&B person. Check out her podcast. She does all R&B. Y'all should sit down and talk about all the R&B classics. Okay, well, speaking about R&B, we got some fire for you here. But one more time, Montreal, my city, October 3rd. Join Team Suzy Q. 9 o'clock, yes, listen.
There'll be music,
9 o'clock. But I'm seeing here, please come out and gather at 8:30 a.m. I'll put the link up there on the Morning Detour on the Facebook. It's at Running Linfect Park. It's October 3rd is the run, CIBC Run for the Cure. Nearly 1 in 2 Canadians, 45% men, 43% women, is expected to develop cancer during their lifetime. That's a crazy number, man.
Yeah, it's insane.
617 Canadians will be diagnosed with cancer every day.
Yeah.
On average, 228 Canadians will die from cancer every day. 228 Canadians, a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
Come on, we got to find a cure for this thing, man.
Yeah, we really do.
Suzy Q, thank you for being on the show. Hopefully, this won't be your last time. Hope you enjoyed your experience.
Oh, I did. I'll be back. Just to hang out with you guys. This is like super cool. Thank you.
Thank you so much
for having me.
Well, since you and Lorena like R&B so much, I'm still continuing my certified lover boy. Let me go into some things here. Let me do some Thames and drink. Let me do fountains. Can I talk to the ladies a little bit? I just want to be cold blooded. Come with the job. Let's get it popping, Maddie.
How was it?
Yeah, Montreal, my city. We're coming to you live from DG Kicks. This is a certified lover boy. I gotta do fountains. I gotta do temps. We gotta slow it down this morning. Coming up next, we got recording artist Anissa Badshaw. She's in the building. It's the Morning Detour. We on Fridays.
They take me up, they take me down. I'm getting weak in my knees. Oh. Baby.
this is. We on Fridays, Tem's the key. Certified lover boy, much of my city. They don't do it like we do it. This is the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. We on Fridays.
When I come around, they ain't started. They got one key to the garden. So I put it up and I light it, light it. Tell me how you like it. Get me on the wheel, I'ma drive it. But they wanna raise up the mileage. Well, I don't like to turn my back. It's all work and give back. May I just drive today, my lane? I got the gang behind now. Listen, when they call my name. I found a voice within me. No man can curse what God has made. So I can take your pain. When the dark is closing in. See, they want to lock me down. When they try to take me down. We be flying off the ground. When the world is going out. When the earth is falling in. This is the mind, this is the light. This is the dawn, this is the way. I see the dream coming before me. I've been the one, no have to say it. This is the vibe, don't need to fake it. Seeing the world, living beyond it. This is the key so I can save you.
This, I just want to move my shoulders a little bit, DJ Maddie. We on Fridays, the Guardians of the Galaxy. Don't make me get activated this morning. Don't make me get activated this morning.
I put the new 4G's on the G. Yeah. I grab into the bloody bottoms is underneath.
It's the more detour.
Got it out the streets. I keep 100 racks inside my G. I remember hitting them all with the whole team. Now can't answer calls because I'm balling. I was waking up getting racks in the morning. I was broke, now I'm rich deep. All this designer on my body got me drip, drip. Ay, straight up by the objects, I'm a big crip. If I got up on a lean, I'm a sip, sip. I run the wrestle with my queen like London and Nip. But I got rich on all these, I didn't forget back. I had to go through the struggle, I didn't forget that. I hide inside of the Maybach and now I can sit back. Deep, know me now, cause I got them big racks. Cause I'm getting money now, I know you heard that. Young nigga on the corner, bitch, I had to serve crack. Uncle fronted me some peas, had to get them birds back. We came up on dirty money, I gave it a bird back. Cut off the rain and I gave my the new goof. Either you running y'all gang or your suit woo. Got a new Olymp, 10 minute voodoo. And I'm that now, who knew? I put the new 4G's on the G. I drive into the bloody bottoms, is underneath. Cause I'm a got it out the streets. I keep 100 racks inside my G. I remember hitting them all with a whole team. Not can't answer calls cause I'm balling. I was waking up getting racks in the morning. I was broke, now I'm rich, deep, salty. I've been waking up to get the money, whoa, whoa. Got a bad jazz, teddy, whoa, whoa. Da Vinci to my toes, two twins, I'm them both. I put in new AP, the water like a boat. I was down bad on my dick, what was you niggas at? I know you turned your back on me just to get some wrecks. I seen you swerve back, cause I'm in the black back. New diamonds on me, f*** a flash, this ain't Snapchat.
What's it on that beat? Oh. I don't really wanna go, I don't really wanna stay. I don't really wanna go, let's get it together. Let's get it together.
What's it on that beat?
Oh. I don't really wanna go, I don't really wanna stay. I don't really wanna go, let's get it together. Let's get it together. She tell me I don't really wanna go, I don't really wanna stay. I don't really wanna go, let's get it together. Hey, money, feel it, man. Make with this little and it's alright, excuse me. Let me interrupt.
introduce myself. Like God to my name, I'm a light that's mad upon your face. Can I get to know you more? Say yes, no, please, my kiss. So I can take you on my dish. You said you know I'm on the perfect. Everyone make mistake. Plus, I can't climb mountain if you don't got faith. Miss a bitch, so be a time when overweight. Plus, you need my like a ice and me. It's what she tell me. I don't really wanna go. I don't really wanna stay. I don't really wanna go. Let's get it together. Let's get it together. Hey, money, Philip, run the umbrella. I don't really wanna go, I don't really wanna stay. I don't really wanna go, let's get it together, yeah. Hey, for that money, hey, make sure you know this. She tell me, say she wake up, I don't really wanna go, I don't really wanna stay.
Yes, Legato! You guys don't know about this guy. Look out for this guy right here, Legato. Hey, DJ Maddie, Legato, Moon Chaser. It's the Morning Detour. We on Friday. Certified Lover Boy Mix.
Let me introduce myself. Like I tell my name, I'm a light that's mad upon your face. Can I get to know your mind? Say yes, no, please, me kiss. So I can take you on my dish. You know I'm on my
purse. Hey! I saw y'all sing to the thing, you know. I saw y'all chat to the guys, them, you know. Shout out to all the sweeter man, them.
Money, Philip, run the umbrella. I don't really wanna go. I don't really wanna stay. I don't really wanna go. Let's get it together. Yeah. Hey, for that money. Hey, make sure you know this. She tell me, say she like after you with your. Let's step it barefoot like motor. And could I be your sharp shooter? Anytime I touch you, run with clean on the scooter. Oh, and then the gimmicks, man, I chat. Love it, how you just be quiet. Must be your heart, man. I don't really wanna go, I don't really wanna stay, I don't really wanna go. Let me tell you about the place, I may come from your canto south. Yes, so I dog them dog. You are for firming on the street if you're not more smart, man. Crack your skull like
you now listening to the sweet sounds of Legato. Look out for this artist, Legato, I promise you. A Jamaican thing, I go out. DJ Maddie.
God, am I the powerful?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, see it, man, powerful.
I need all the energy.
All them on top, man, powerful.
Much of my city, we on Fridays. You are now listening to Legato. New artist, look out for him. He's sounding right. Shout out to Jazzle. Jazzle, I see you. A big dude.
Them quick for push you down in the ground, fam. And if you don't strong, them want you to kill her tongue, gunman. God, am I the powerful? Hey, you know, see it, man, powerful. Hey, Father, money, all them on top, man, powerful. Hey, Father, money, them finna say ya, powerful. So ya, face up your shoes, cause ya have to make a move. Now it's a bad mind, tell them to mute. Also for the food, and the children, man, I own for me, me tell ya, like a youth. Hey, money, you're the goal. And you are gone. And you feel like how we talk. One go sinking up. Hey, Father, money, them some money. Me say yes, want a lot of that. House, pan, a hill, car, Benz, Cadillac. Grow me air till it. Long like sprocket locks. Making money, typically. That is the fuck, fulfill my dream. Left my mother happy, I relax. Not for the hypocrite. Drop in a Demerant shop. All them attack. All them a chat, you can't say you are my friend. And you are baby, see my. Hey, watch out.
To touch down in Germany for the remix, right?
Lord Donna! Hey, yo, beats!
Nice to meet you. Stepping Froze, Risa. Christian Dior. Christian Dior, Jesus. Nice to meet you. Boss up, shoo. Keeper. Got up on my side, deeper. Hopping on the flight, see ya.
Hey, nice to meet you too. One of them balloons, like amazing moves. Christian Dior. Seh mir gut, deine Bitch kann nicht gehen in den Jimmy Choo. Oh no. Ich komm rein in ein Massus Kleid und du folgst, wer das Design. Pretty smiles, get nice, alles an mir fettet nice. Baby boy, du willst vielleicht, aber ich hab keine Zeit. Ganz egal, was du machst, ich mach mehr. Und mein neuer Wagen bricht dir dein Herz. BWS an mein Name und ein Feature. Mach mein Ding so wie immer, brauche niemand.
Nice to meet you. Step in Frost, Freezer. Christian Dior.
Let me die to the. We bust through when I gun people. Things win a viral.
DJ Maddy, Guardians of the Galaxy. New artist Legato. This is the Certified Lover Boy Mix. Weezy Moon Chaser.
Scabaje. Young General.
Yeah. It's the best morning show in this city. It's a shame it's not Monday to Friday, Lolo. Much of my city, Legato. DJ Maddy on the ones and twos. We own Fridays. Let's go.
Things win a viral. Try this, you know you walk a dead and not tomorrow. Aim for them head. They caught them viral. If your mother in a pain and your daddy in a sorrow. Oh, man a sniper, bomber, while you pyro. Full them up a copper, lead, hollow. He's and squeeze, make the guns them sin knees. If your body over east and your head can't follow. For them go do, who them go do, so could no beat them one bit. Bust a gun, power rapid. Them life get delayed. Quiz! I make the case them sin is. Shot in at them head, that's what we do it. Pussy, push up a look at your connect and get chick. Gunshots sticking at your skin like ticks. We send them 6 foot 6. I could no father them and them a head. Boy, could like...
I think Wizkid got a new album out too. I think Wizkid got a new album out too. We gotta get that joint next week. Munch y'all, my city, he locked into the mix. DJ Maddy, we on Fridays, you know how we doing. I say, you know, let's vibe it out a little bit this back end. It's a rainy Friday. I had a car wash plan today too, Lolo. No car wash, but if you need a car wash, go down to Complex Care 514. This is the Morning Detour. We're coming to you live from DG Kick 6714 Fielding. This is the best morning show in the country. Moon Chaser, Lolo, DJ Maddy. It's the Morning Detour. Montreal, my city, I see you.
Yo, first thing I'ma do when I pop out is tell my nigga, yo, make
Nikki.
Sure you got the Glock out.
Nikki, just Nikki, Nikki.
Out, looking like a knockout.
This the Nikki I like.
How to do it, but they dropped out.
This the Nikki I like.
When I don't grind me.
Hey.
First thing on a boy like
Guardians of the Galaxy. Mo Chaser. DJ Maddie coming to you live from DG Kicks. This is the Morning Detour. We on Fridays. I promise you.
Hey, yo. First thing I'ma do when I pop out is tell my nigga, yo, make sure you got the Glock out. I just hopped out looking like a knockout. Show these niggas how to do it, but they dropped out. Yup, yup, bling, bling, give the watch out. Tell them watch out. I put the...
That's how you feeling, DJ Maddie? you're just giving them taste. We'll show you how we do. 8:41 in the morning. The best morning show. DJ Maddie. The mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
First thing I'ma do when I pop out is tell my nigga, yo, make sure you got the Glock out. I just hopped out looking like a knockout. Show these bitches how to do it, but they dropped out. Yup, yup, bling, bling, give the watch out. Tell them watch out, I put the block out. Talk shit, but when they see me, it's a cop out. They don't get the big picture, they get cropped out. Styles on them like somebody bought the locks out. Headlines horse and I bring Fox out. If it's a complex, then I bring the Crocs out. Might take a gal, man, I know the ops out. Them bright, fuck I look like in your eyesight. Girl, I tried, but it not quite right. Them want fight, cut you, them want hype. Them corny niggas, nah, them not my type. Pump the brakes on them like I ride bikes. Plus my shooter don't miss, he like Mike. Fuck with the G's and five like my flight. Bye bye, go night night.
Is that?
Hey, hey. We don't want no grimy people. We only want lovers. Yeah. We in the building.
Cause I have all the requirements that you need. My resume is
flawless, suitable, diverse, reliable.
If you're hiring, I just want to go to work, boss lady.
I come for this work. Sign me up, I come for this work. Sign me up, I come for this work. Sign me up, I come for it, boss lady. I come for this work. Sign me up, I come for this work. Sign me up, I come for this work.
Off for this, you know, I'm gonna need to answer off for this. What do you have for me, DJ Maddie? We got the superstar artist in the building, man. I even gonna do the intro yet, Larina Tigella. Instrumental behind me. Oh, you do? Oh, no, Larina's doing the intro this morning.
I am not doing the intro this morning.
Lorena, are you that this morning?
We're going to need Maddie to play the beat, and then Weezy's going to come right in.
You got me, Maddie?
I'm going to see which one. Which one you want? You want a rugged one? You want a soft
one? Yo, listen, man, you're taking too long. I'm going to run one from here, man. Let's go. Man's running the thing, man. What's more, soca? Yo, listen, man. What is this? Nah, man. Yo, man. Yo. Nah, man, give me that Vibes Cartel joy, man. I ain't gonna do her like this on this. Yes, Montreal, my city. She is everything under the moon. She's Rihanna, wrapped in Marilyn Monroe, sprinkled a bit of Shenseea. She's a creative director, actress, a recording artist. I call her one of Canada's best top model. She is a top model. She's in the building. I definitely gonna mess up her name this morning. I just call her top model. Anissa Bashaw's in the building. She has a new song out, TikTok. It's very sexy. It's very sultry. I think you're the epitome of sex appeal in Canada right now. I mean, who's putting out sexy videos anymore? I can't even think about female artists in the country. Everybody's on some rap thing.
Yeah,
but
true.
Like, you're like Marilyn Monroe, wrapped in Rihanna, sprinkled with Shenseea. The Guyanese queen is in the building. Anissa Basha, how you doing, my queen?
I'm good. Good morning, Montreal.
Now, you were saying, I know it's early. I want to first and foremost say thank you for coming to the show. The morning detour is really early in the morning.
Trust me.
So you have the new single out, TikTok. Yeah. We're going to play it at the back end of the interview. How are you feeling in this moment? You're on your Montreal tour now. How are you feeling? Yeah, the video's fire. There's a lot of baddies in there. I saw you, but you made sure.
Thank you. It's all my models. So shout out.
But you did something for the ladies too, because you have a lot of good looking guys in there as well with the fur coats. I'm kind of jealous. Another video, another event I wasn't invited to. So speak to me about the rollout of TikTok. How did you kind of come into making the single? Because your last single was Wine Up with Ebony Stone in 2018.
Yep.
And then you kind of stopped because, you know, you do mad other stuff as well. You're a model, you're a creative director.
To be honest, like when I did Wine Up, that was just like a. It was like a little test to see like how music would go for me, you know, because that was my first song, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know what? I got really good feedback from it, and I'm like, you know what? I gotta keep like being consistent, right? Yeah. So I have to keep on putting out music, right? But yeah, I did end up taking a break. I do go back and forth with like 1,000 different things, you know, like one day I'm modeling, one day I'm working on production.
You had me confused on IG.
I know, a lot of people get confused, like, and I just keep packing more onto my schedule too, like.
You're a creative director, you're an actress, you're a recording artist, and you're one of Canada's top models.
Yep, and I also hire people. For jobs.
Okay, empowerment, entrepreneur. Okay.
Trust me, and I also do marketing. I don't know. What? And I bartend.
When?
Where do you find the time?
I know, right? Exactly.
No, she's coming to Mars for sure. We have a lot of questions for you as a certified lover boy, but let's stick with the music a little bit. How do you kind of write your music? How do you kind of inspire yourself to write these songs? Because they sound very sexy. When I hear songs, I want to grab a gal. I want to dance.
I want to grab a gal.
I want to get the Heineken and the Red Bull, but real talk, I really want to sip on some Dragon. So walk me through the process. Are you just thinking, listen, I want this to play at the FET?
Fair enough. You know what? I love making club music, man. I stay partying, you know?
So you just try to make all club. Are you looking to do like an EP, an album, or
put out singles? That's what I'm planning to do next. Probably drop an EP.
I need to be at all the videos. I could work. I don't have to be in the video. I could put baby oil on the models.
Oh my God. You're hired.
I got great hands. You know what I mean? Stop believing that. That's ours undershading me.
I'm just curious. Like, what are you going to do in the video?
I'm just going to put baby oil. But your new single, TikTok, was produced by Jamaican Billboard producer Black Sheep. How did you kind of link up with Black Sheep?
Okay. We actually connected through Instagram. He ended up seeing all my other work, and you know he's like, "Yo, we have to work. I heard your other songs." I'm like, "You know, I'm down. What? Like, let's do this." And you know, we did everything back and forth because you know he's still located in Jamaica, and you know, I live up in Toronto.
Nope. No, but you get busy, though. You know, you've been in videos, you know, Sci High, you know, Baka, a whole bunch of big names. You've been.
Look at you. You did your homework, too.
No, listen, I get the press kiss like everybody else we read. I've always wanted to ask, you know, well, you're much more than a video vixen. Yeah. But what's the energy when you're on set? Do you feel like you're just like a token piece? You know,
a token piece.
No, but let's be honest. You look good. Yeah. You dance. I've seen some of the videos.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the energy, you know, with all the other video vixens. When you guys are on set and you guys doing this video, is it all fun? Is it all play? Or is it a very kind of like...
I don't know. I would say it's fun, to be honest with you. Like, I really enjoy my job.
The catering must be good at these expensive videos.
Catering. Hey, sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's whatever. But whatever. You know, most times it doesn't even matter because I stay cooking and I bring my food anyway. So there you go.
Look at you, proactive.
Yeah.
Well, listen, she has enough followers already, okay? She don't need, her DM's already crazy. She don't need more. But we're doing a certified lover boy. We've been playing Drake all morning. Mm-hmm. We have a questionnaire for you. It's 10 questions. And at the end of this, it's going to tell us what kind of guy is for Miss Badshaw here.
Oh my god.
So I'll turn to Lorena. She's the more sensible of the one or two hosts. So Lorena will start off with it.
I'm super nervous about this.
Okay, don't be nervous. But I also say I didn't make up these questions.
So, okay, fine.
The first question is, you see a boy that you really like. What is the first thing that you do? Do you say hello to him?
Oh god.
Do you go crazy and scream? Do you go up to him, smile, and ask him out? Or do you discuss with your friends first?
I'll probably discuss with my friends first. Like, does anybody know that guy? You know?
Exactly. So then, your second time seeing him, let's say you're out and about, you see him outside, you know, he catches your eye, of course. What do you do? Do you, like, go towards him and start, like, following him?
Oh, God.
Do you just smile? Do you, you know, stop him and start talking to him, or do you like do something to catch his attention?
Okay, and what kind of environment would we be in? Like at a party, maybe?
Yeah, at a party, because you know you like parties, yeah. No, she's smiling a lot.
I know, right? Oh man, this is a hard one. Maybe smile, maybe go up to him. I mean, it depends on...
No, I think you're going to smile. You're a liar. You're going up to nobody.
I know. I don't really, to be honest, I don't really just go up to people just like that. But hey, you never know.
Yeah. Well, I guess it depends, too, on the guy. Maybe, like, how...
Yeah,
like, plus, energy plus it, yeah, he's giving off.
Exactly. You have to kind of, like, read your vibe and go off of that.
Exactly. So I think that will determine your answer.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, you want me to do the next one?
Yeah, you can do the next
one. Okay. What would you like the boy to do with you?
Oh, my God.
No, hold on. Relax. It's a morning show. Kiss you?
What, is this the first time?
Okay. That could be the first time. I'll run with you. You can never be on a game show.
Well,
you
know what? It could be a continuation, like, at the party.
Yeah, so at the party, what would you like the first move to be? From the kiss you, help you out with your business, ask you out if you're single.
Yeah.
Or, you know, give him a little dirty wine.
Oh my God, that's a little dirty wine.
Like a slow bubble, you know what I mean? A little pop can playing, a little back of the remix.
Oh, man. I mean, hey, it all depends how I'm feeling. But, hey, maybe I'll catch a little dirty wine. Maybe,
hey, okay.
But, you know.
You've seen her videos. A girl can wine. Okay.
You're so funny. But, maybe even, like, asking me out for, like, dinner if I'm single.
Okay, so I'll ask you this. It appears that you and the boy are both single. Now then, how would you start him off?
Start him off?
Yeah.
In what
sense? See, these questions
Who made up these questions?
the ones I found. It's the closest one I found to certified lover boy. Okay, let me jump to the next one.
Next.
just say you love him. Okay, this fifth one is crazy. You finally got to be his girlfriend. What would be your dream next? Oh, this is a good one. Marriage, love until someone leaves the city, having fun, be a superhero of the city with him.
What does that even mean, be a superhero with him?
Is that kind of like a Jay-Z, Beyonce takeover the world type thing?
I like the sounds of that.
I need to make these questions.
Okay, so you go.
Yeah, you should have just made the questions.
We got 6 minutes, and you got four more questions. So you go, Lorena.
Okay, but what's the answer? Is it the take over the city?
Yeah, take over the city.
Okay, so he takes you out to a restaurant. Mm-hmm. What would you wear? So would you wear you know, a black dress? Mm-hmm. Would you wear a skirt? Have your makeup done? Would you
wear a chicken costume?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Or a hot pink short dress?
Huh. Okay, maybe.
That's not your own.
Okay, let's say a black dress.
Yeah, that's like the safest one.
Yeah, it's pretty safe.
No, you should have gone with the pink. Stop it.
You know, it depends how freaky we get in, but hey.
Okay, so you are going back out of the restaurant. You suddenly trip and he helps you stand up. How do you feel? Proud, dirty, scared, or boiled?
Whoa. You're fired. I don't know where you came up with these questions. I don't even know.
That's funny. Who trips anymore?
I do. I'm clumsy, but like I don't know these emotions that they have.
Okay. Let's.
Yeah, I don't really.
Okay, we'll put proud for now. We'll put proud.
Oh yeah, I feel totally proud.
Okay, you take the last.
I'll take the last two. Okay, so you guys get back home. You guys just started dating. Yeah. What's the flex? What's the vibe? Are you guys playing video games? Are you guys talking about
is
life?
Is this day one? Or like
no, it's the first week. It's the first week.
Okay,
it's the
first week.
So, the first time you go back to this house.
Okay, fine.
Are you guys playing video games? Mm-hmm. Are you guys talking about life plans? Are you guys watching a romantic movie? Are we Netflixing and chilling? Or are we having some pleasure time?
I'd say let's talk about some life plans.
Why is she lying for? It's definitely pleasure time. Like, what are you talking about? You guys been at the restaurant? Oh, you done tripped out in front of the restaurant? Where are you going? No video games.
Whatever. Fight me.
Let me get you on the last two. Yeah, I can't wait to see these results here. Oh, he wants you to share your problems with him. How would you react? He is my boyfriend, so I will. It depends on what is there to share. I will simply say no. I will share as much as I am comfortable with. Are you open to your new boyfriend sharing with you so early? Like, he wants to get deep. He wants to talk about some past trauma. Maybe a little bit of abuse or something. He wants to get deep. Are you open to that?
Yeah, I'm open to that.
He is my boyfriend, so I will. Okay. Last question. What type of guy would you like? One we see in Hollywood films, handsome, romance king? Or is it fearless, cool kind of guy? You want a guy that's kind and cute guy? Or you want the intelligent and the one who understands you?
Damn. That's a hard one still.
Okay, let's be honest. Are you really, you want someone to understand you, really?
I mean, yeah, it's nice to just have it all.
But he's not cute.
Damn. I mean, come on. You gotta have some type of looks, at least.
Yeah, there has to be something there.
You want a guy that's like in Hollywood films?
That sounds like problems. That sounds like bear problems.
I like how she said that. Man. So,
you know what? At this point, maybe someone that actually understands me.
Okay.
I think that's probably the safe bet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you ready for your results?
Sure. Damn, what am I into? Let me hear this.
So the answer is the responsible one. So these guys are kind of serious, mm-hmm. not for little stuff, but for their family and social responsibilities. Mm-hmm. They want to face challenges and look out for their friends and family, even though they look serious about everything, but they are indeed lovable beings. A responsible guy won't leave you in a difficult situation and do anything to keep you happy.
Jeez, I like that.
Anissa Bashaw's in the building. We're about to play her new single, TikTok, right here on The Morning Detour. We appreciate you. You got to come back
Thank
to the
you.
Show, man. This was fun, man. Hope you enjoyed yourself.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Listen, I'm telling you, man, this that club joint. This that fire, baby. The new joint is out. It's available on all streaming platforms. Anissa Bashaw. It's The Morning Detour. We on Fridays. TikTok. I'm in the club with this, baby. You got to move your body to this. Yeah, we on Fridays. Montreal, my city. Make sure you get it. Make sure you get it. The new single is out now. TikTok. Anissa Bashaw. She does everything. She's the Wonder Woman.
C'est KUT, ma radio. Comme une autre, je suis un pro. 89.3 FM, Montréal.
Laurie a hâte de célébrer son anniversaire au resto. Elle y a pensé toute la semaine. Elle a invité ses amis. Elle a acheté une nouvelle robe. Elle s'est rendue au resto. Elle n'a pas pu rentrer dans le resto. Elle a dû ranger sa nouvelle robe. Elle n'a pas pu voir ses amis. Et elle y a pensé toute la semaine.
N'attendez pas de frapper un mur. Faites-vous vacciner. Le passeport vaccinal est maintenant exigé pour fréquenter certains lieux publics. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
I slept too little and drank too much.
What's my diagnosis anyway? Get out of bed like this. Oh, Christ.
Rise and shine. With CKUT 90.3 FM.